The seafood processing industry could soon need more American workers. That's because the program that supplies foreign workers to processors is being frozen because of alleged widespread abuses. KDLG's Daisha Eaton reports.
Glenn Reed is the president of the Pacific Seafood Processors Association. He says it's hard to say whether the freeze will impact the hiring practices of Alaska processors.
It may require some folks to be limited if their fisheries are increasing, but there may be some balancing in that. As other fisheries have lower forecasts, they may hire less. So it's a fairly complex picture when you look at the whole state.
Earlier this month, the U.S. Department of State announced that the J-1 summer work travel visa program will be frozen January 1st. That means no additional businesses will be added to the program, and the number of foreign workers will be limited to last year's numbers. The clampdown comes after alleged widespread abuses at the Hershey factory in Pennsylvania this past summer. If salmon runs are bigger than forecast, Reed says the freeze could mean processors may need to hire additional U.S. workers. Reed says Bristol-based salmon processors have historically relied heavily on the J-1 program to handle their need for a consistent workforce during the region's short, intense salmon season. But if the 2012 forecast of about 22 million salmon is right, Reed says the J-1 freeze won't have much of an effect on Bristol Bay processors.
As far as the Bristol Bay region goes, it looks like if we look at last year's harvest, which was lower than the forecast, last year's actual harvest, it looks like, is about the same as next year's predicted harvest. So my sense is that in the Bay in general, the number of workers that they'll be looking for may be about the same or less.
In recent years, Reed says, Americans haven't been drawn to the processing jobs because so many other opportunities existed. But he admits that as the recession drags on, more Americans might want the jobs.
Generally speaking, these jobs have migrated towards Americans that are immigrant workers or green card holders that are willing to sacrifice time away from family and start at a minimum wage, more so than they have American workers who see the benefits of staying closer to home and seeking employment there, even though the prospects may not be as good. The current economy in America and unemployment numbers going up, that may very well lead us to a higher percentage of U.S. citizens.
In Alaska, the hospitality and tourism industries also rely heavily on the J-1 summer work travel visa program, and the freeze could also impact their hiring. The State Department imposed new rules on the J-1 program in July aimed at strengthening oversight. Despite the new regulations, State Department officials say the number of program complaints received remains high, including reports of improper work placements, fraudulent job offers, job cancellations upon participant arrival in the United States, inappropriate work hours, and problems regarding housing and transportation. So far, there have been no reports of abuses at Alaska's fish processing plants. State Department officials say they are continuing to review the program. In 2011, approximately 103,000 foreign students participated in the J-1 Summer Work Travel Visa program. It's hard to say how many of them work in Alaska, as many are recruited in other states then flown up to Alaska for work. Today, one recruiting company, the Council for International Travel, brings students representing 32 countries to work in 25 plants across Alaska, including hundreds in Bristol Bay. In Dillingham, I'm Daisha Eaton.